Good evening. This is Terry. I am managing this call. This is the discussion call where you can express your views on any topic of your choice. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. It is essentially the people's hour. Today is the 3rd of May, a Thursday, 2018, and it is 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And with that, I'll turn it open to whoever wants to talk. Be nice with everybody, and the floor is yours as you see fit.
Hello, this is Debbie Bartholomew. I sent you an email with an attachment to it. I hope you read all of it. It's concerning corruption of the court system in Texas and the district attorney's office in paneling the grand jury.
I don't know that you sent it to me, but go ahead.
Are you Terry Moore?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I sent it to you.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it here real quick.
Oh, the public truly needs help in especially the panhandle of Texas concerning the corruption that judges allow in the court system. I filed a complaint with the Supreme Court of Texas because they are over the corruption of the court system in Texas. And my understanding, they realize that there's corruption, but their exact words is they're not going to do anything about it. I think this has been going on for some time. Things like this really need to be exposed. I never realized until I went into court representing myself, acting as an attorney, that the court system is created solely to protect the government from the public. And I think things need to be changed, but I don't know how to do it as one person. Any comments?
We got a lot of people on here. I don't want to be the only one to talk, so I'm going to let them lay. Go ahead, everyone.
Well, I'll go on then.
Okay.
When I filed,
can you tell me what? What was your email address that you sent it? Because I remember reading your message. I can't find it now, though. Please tell me your email address.
It's Debbie's at suddenlink.net.
Okay, I'll go look for it while you're talking. Go ahead,
please. And it should be titled News Tips, Corruption of the Court System in Texas that Harms the Public.
Okay,
I never realized how bad the court system was. I went in and I filed a motion of contempt and order setting hearing. And it was against a licensed medical examiner because he was violating a court order. So the Office of the Texas Attorney General was representing Texas Tech University Health Science Center because they operate and staff the medical examiner's office and the Lubbock District criminal district attorney represented the office of the Lubbock County Medical Examiner, and both of them filed false records in a court proceeding. And the judge considered the false records and dismissed all parties with prejudice. So therefore, a lawsuit can never be filed against them, even though The whole issue was just a contempt charge against the licensed medical examiner. So when I realized how corrupt and how bad this was, I insisted to go to the Lubbock grand jury. And what amazed me is the district attorney's office, I was told by the court coordinator for Judge Reyes' office, or district court, is that the district attorney impanels the grand jury, which is against the law in the state of Texas, but a judge oversees the situation. So I went to the local administrative judge, which is Judge Les Hatch in Lubbock, and I requested to go to a grand jury that cannot be tainted by the district attorney, is not impaneled by the district attorney, and according to the law, I am allowed, and any public citizen is allowed, to ask questions of any member, prospective member, that is to be impaneled. And believe it or not, the administrative judge, Les Hatch, really didn't even know about it and said he would have to look into if it can be done.
That's happening all over the country.
How can this be stopped? It needs to be exposed. The media truly needs to cover this.
This is where we need Donald Trump.
Well, he is fighting his own battle.
Oh, he's fighting all of our battles. He's doing so much behind the scenes that people have no knowledge of. The people who are going against Donald Trump have really pulled all the stops out, and it's not just against Donald Trump, it's against everybody in the United States of America and the world.
Well, it's a sad situation, and I firmly believe that the public can take this over, but we need law enforcement agencies that have guts and the will to enforce the law.
Well, Donald Trump has got the military behind him. We will not be able to get our own people to stand up for us because they're being corrupted in every means to give them the power, and we have none.
Absolutely, I agree with you, and that should not be. What I have learned in when I became active in politics is that you vote in a new person and you think, wow, this person is going to be fine, and the whole situation is exactly the same because he keeps the same employees, whether it came from a Democrat administration or a Republic administration, and the employees are just as corrupt and have always been corrupt, and that is what's wrong with the agencies.
I went into court with a man who was a retired Air Force magistrate. He saw that I knew what I was doing, and he said unfortunately, they've got me where I have to go by what the lawyer said. However, if you wish, we will go down and we'll get the paperwork. He said, I will read the paperwork. I'll tell you what to do to adjust it, and we will file it on him. And the guy who was against me at that particular time filed a charge against that judge, and all of the lawyers and the judges went against this judge because he was doing the right thing. And unfortunately, that's the problem we've got throughout the entire world.
Well, what would your suggestion be? One person can't do it.
I realize this. We've got to get people who will stand up against these clowns, and unfortunately, so many of them are so dumb they don't even know where they're at. If we get behind Trump, back him in every way we can, get our own grand juries, and I can tell you right now, every paper that I put into the court here in Peoria, Illinois, went into a locked drawer, not to be seen again. That means that they took all of the power that I had away from me. I know that I have no authority here, so what we have to do is we have to put a grand jury together through NLA and put out the indictments, send them to Trump, and let Trump put investigations on this stuff.
Well, that would be the federal level, I would imagine. But my problem is I'm in the state courts. Now, I've been
So was I.
Oh,
and
really?
I took it to the federal court, and the federal court is the one that locked it up.
Mm.
I'm an ex-deputy sheriff. I was the last legitimate deputy sheriff in Peoria County. I won't say I was the last one, but the last group. Unfortunately, some of the guys I got on the county became the ones that we're going against right now. They would brag about how they would get these guys, put them in handcuffs, and beat the hell out of them to get cooperation, which just angered me to no end.
Well, I know in my...
Go ahead.
I know in my situation, when I pursued this, it was concerning the death of my mother. She went into Covenant Hospital located in Lubbock, Texas, with a case of pneumonia, and the doctor illegally assigned her as a DNR to ensure her death. Well, when she died, it was believed that the wrong body was removed from the hospital. So I filed a complaint with the Texas Funeral Service Commission, and it was assigned to the chief investigator. He was told to cover it up, and I have a recording on this. And he didn't, and he kept investigating it, so he was fired. So Ann Cosper writes the city manager a letter saying it would be to everybody's interest if they would not allow me to disinter the remains that was in my mother's grave, force me into court to obtain an order. That's why I went to court to obtain the order. It took me, a long time to do that. Well, that's when everything became worse. It was ordered that the medical examiner was to be at the disinterment, take tissues off the body for DNA for a conclusive identification, which he violated the court order. A few years later, someone put documents in my mailbox which proved that when my mother died, her body was illegally put into a donor program. And the donor program, I was told, was operated at that time out of the office of the Lubbock County Medical Examiner. And that's what the whole cover-up was. Well, go ahead.
If you remember, we lost a Supreme Court justice. He was the one who was for us, you and I and all the rest of us. And he put in that we should have the power of forming our own grand juries. They murdered that man. They murdered that man, and they did just exactly what you're saying that they did with your mother.
Well, I absolutely agree, and I do think that we need common law grand juries. But we've been talking about that for how many years, and we haven't accomplished anything.
Well, if you recall correctly, there's been 32 years that have taken place, that all of this took place in that 32 years. In that 32 years, they put all of their own people in there. You see, this is one of the problems we've got with corporations. Corporations created all of this, and I say all of it. They have, let me go a little bit about corporations. I read all of the union contract from Caterpillar Tractor Company from page to page. I found that what they said in the front of the book, they completely changed in the back of the book. That way that no matter what you came up with, they had an answer for. If it wasn't in the back of the book and it was something that they missed, they said, oh, we got a private letter on that, so that's covered. Now, wait a minute. Why do you have something in the front of the book that you deny in the back of the book? That's strictly to confuse the quote-unquote union members. Now, who created the unions? The boys who came out of college had buddies who were in their fraternities. So a lot of these guys didn't have decent jobs, and some of these guys got decent jobs in the corporation. So they said, if you will start a union, we'll act like we're bitter enemies, but we are all working on the same side. You get that?
I get
now,
it.
Okay. Now, on the television now, they've got commercials on about unions. And now, this is in Illinois. And they said their honor, who is the governor, is fighting the union. So we've got to have these unions to stand up for us. Now, how stupid can you get? But they got the majority of people believing this stuff. That's why we can't get anywhere, because they got their own media. And it's their media, not ours. I say this reluctantly because I do enjoy some of the shows they got on, but very few of them. The people watch these shows, and they get all wrapped up in these shows, and when you come up with an honest answer to them, they think, oh, you just saw that show and it just believed that show. Well, now, there is some truth in some of these shows. Not a lot, but there is some. Excuse me. But as long as they can put that stuff out there, keep the people occupied, and this includes sports. I could go into this because I'm involved in a lot of it. And these guys intermarried, and that's the way they keep control. And by intermarrying, they get outside of, quote unquote, whatever their original intent was. They get the lawyers, they get the judges, they get the lay people all involved. And once they're intermarried, you might as well say forget it, because you're not going to get anywhere. They stole a piece of property from me for a intermediate ballpark, which is at the present time the Cardinals. I've got their training team down there, and there's been a lot of good guys go through there. And as long as they're going through, they're promoting these guys, and there's been some real good players go through there. I haven't been paid one penny for the building they tore down, which they continued to give me trouble on, because I was fixing that building up, going to put it on the National Historic Record. They tore it down. They tore it down in pieces. I have not got paid one penny for it. They claim that they put money in the state for me to collect, which was just a very small amount, not enough to even cover my expenses. And when I went down to check on some other money that the state was supposed to have for me, the kid said, well, what's this? This guy here that you've got money, but no address for you. And I said, well, isn't that interesting? I said, I would like to have that information. I got nothing. Evidently,
well,
they stopped him at the state so that I never got it.
Well, on your land that you were talking about, I would think you could get a private appraiser and get your just amount.
Honey, I was in the real estate business, so I know what that land was worth. I also know what the building was worth. They paid, the quote-unquote, the city paid the street people to continually cause me problems. They broke the front plate glass windows out. They were going into the building. They set the building on fire. You name it, they did it. I found that they took something and took the tile off the side walls on the roof. I went back and I put it up there. I repaired everything that they screwed up on me. That's what I said. They got me so deep in debt that it wasn't funny. These guys, when I got just a little bit of a hold on something, they kept it. So, a man who was a city policeman who was 2 years ahead of me in high school. I won't mention any name, but he was on the city police force, and he got drafted. So when he got drafted, they replaced him on the city police force. His father bought my grandfather's tavern. I mean, this is just the way they work. The guy who was a city policeman got discharged, and he got a couple little retirements, I'll put it that way. I don't know exactly what was wrong with him, and I could care less, but he came back and he didn't have a job on the city, so that's why his dad bought my grandfather's tavern. They changed the name of the tavern and put go-go girls in there. None of them knew how to run the tavern, so they let my father run the tavern, who was running it for my grandfather. They watched how he did the ordering, and when the kid came back from service, he went on to the went to work in the tavern. Well, I don't know what you know about go-go girls, but let's say they leave a lot to be desired. Anyhow.
Well, I would think what they generate also has a lot to be desired.
You bet. They changed the name of the tavern. They ruined the tavern. And the tavern was finally torn down. It was torn down and virtually given to a church. Now, I have nothing against the church. The church was doing fine. But they tore down everything down there and started rebuilding Peoria. Peoria now is nothing but one big hospital. How can you believe that? Downtown
has been
downtown has been totally destroyed. Caterpillar has moved its headquarters up towards Chicago. The original headquarters building is still there. They also bought the entire block across the street, which had one of the biggest department stores in Peoria. In fact, there was two of them, one at each end of the block. They tore the one down closest to the Caterpillar building, and they left the original big building across the street, and now they have donated, Caterpillar donated that building to the hospitals for their quote-unquote private use. This is what's taking place in Peoria. Peoria downtown has been totally destroyed. People have no idea that this goes on with the guys. Well, I'll just go a bit farther than that. When I was a deputy sheriff, I got paid $10 a day. I had to work 6 days a week. I started out working swing shift. One day, two on second shift, two on third shift, get a day off, and go back on. This is the way they're controlling things. And we had to buy our own uniforms, our own guns. Everything was out of our pocket. We even had to pay our own retirement. When I got off the county, I only got half of the retirement back. They kept half of it. Now, why? This is the way they're doing the people. And then they took these guys that, as I said, they would beat the guys up and get their quote-unquote quotas perfectly covered. Never had any complaints ever come back on any of those guys who did that.
Well, isn't there a media, a huge law firm that can help the public of someone like us?
You want to hire the fox to guard the hen house?
Well, then, in other words, what you're telling me, I need to go into the living room and turn on some good old cowboy movie and just go in La La Land and forget it because nothing can change.
No, I'm saying that Donald Trump is doing, he's doing one fantastic job. People have no idea what he's doing. All they're doing is hearing all the bad stuff they're saying about him.
True.
They're not hearing what he's actually doing. Honey, if you got on the computer and you started watching from the NLA and you will find all of this in there, they had an actual movie of Hillary Clinton and her quote-unquote partner who took a little girl. They cut her face off and put her face on themselves, scaring this little girl half to death. Then they, well, I won't go in any farther on it because it's just absolutely ridiculous, the stuff that they did. But they sold that little girl's body parts to the highest bidders and murdered that little girl. Now, this is the stuff that they are getting by with in those five presidential positions that they had.
Yeah.
That's why we've got to get rid of it. And Donald Trump, and I must admit, when Donald Trump first started building his buildings out in New Jersey and New York, I was very much against him because my grandfather was a lawyer. He was a lawyer, big lawyer in Chicago. And he had stock in Trump's towers. My grandfather's partner, who was quote-unquote one of, I'll call him, one of the quote-unquote knowledgeable people. And I say this tongue-in-cheek. He told my grandfather, get rid of that because they're going to go against Trump and you're liable to lose everything in the building that you've got stock in.
Well, just remember that Donald Trump can't do everything in this whole nation by himself.
He's not doing it by himself. And he's not doing it strictly in this nation. He's doing it worldwide. That's why he got all of these ex-military retired men and got them to come back on so they can have their tribunals, and that's why they took over the base down at Guantanamo Bay, so that these guys are not on United States property. They
yeah.
will have the tribunals, and they will have no background at all.
Well, how okay. many years do you think that's going to take?
It's going to be several years, I'm sure.
It should take at least 20 to straighten out the United States.
Not necessarily. He's going after all of these big guys right now. You know, he went after Weinstein. Okay. Now, he also confiscated all of their assets. Interesting.
Weinstein? I've never heard that.
Oh, yes. He went, he went after Weinstein, and he's got his money all tied up, and he's going after George Soros right now.
Well, he needs to be gone after.
Well, yeah, George Soros is the one behind a lot of this.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they talk about the flood of illegal aliens coming over to the United States.
They're doing
people,
that.
People do not realize that once when an illegal alien is here, they're classified eventually as a temporary citizen. And as a temporary citizen, they are allowed to collect on SSI, which is in your Social Security payments, and that is what's wrong with the Social Security.
Why do you think they let that happen? Just exactly for what you just said. These people are over here. We've got good people here, and we've got some bad people here. Unfortunately, they let the states get filled with the bad people. They're the ones causing all these problems. They're letting them loose and go out to do the same thing over again. In fact, it was in this morning's paper that we got a new quote-unquote editor for the Peoria Journal-Star. He came from Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois was an excellent town at one time. They have done the same thing in Rockford. They murdered two people who were personal friends of mine from up there. They murdered one from over in Iowa, whose farm was just about 30 miles from my grandfather's farm over there. They sent him to a military state hospital. He was there, and I called him to see how he was doing. He sounded just like you and I talking. And he was praising these guys up one side and down the other. And I thought, uh-oh, they're murdering this man, and he doesn't realize. The next time I called him, he was dead, and that was only 2 days later.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey, the stuff they are pulling, and they're pulling it because they got the power to do it. I drove another friend who was, he was one of my quote-unquote main backers. I drove him out to Denver, Colorado to go to a hospital out there. He never made it back alive either. You would not believe the stuff these guys are doing. And they are getting, quote-unquote, people like you and I don't know exactly what they're doing with them, but they're alive through their teeth for these clowns. And that makes it seem like it's legitimate. I can think right now about five personal friends who have been murdered by the quote-unquote people in the government. Oh, I can go a lot farther than that. If we go out to New York, last night I was telling a little about the towers when they went down. A kid who was, his name was Rodriguez, Bill Rodriguez. Bill was working in the stairwell from the bottom of the tower clear to the very top of the tower. At the top of the tower was a restaurant. So when he would get in the morning, he'd go up to the tower, and all the people in that restaurant were friends of his. He had breakfast. Then he started working, coming down the stairwell. He was to keep that stairwell clean, and he had keys to every floor. He could get everywhere in that building. That's when the quote-unquote airplane supposedly hit that tower. That was the first tower that was hit. It was the second tower to go down. Interesting?
Yeah.
Hey, Dick, I'm sorry to interrupt. It is an open discussion.
Go ahead.
It is an open discussion, and I don't want to tell you to be quiet or anything like that. What I do want to encourage, it is an open discussion. We all have histories, and I know, Dick, as a deputy sheriff, you've got a lot of them, and you could be telling us all about this. But there's a lot more in this group that we have on this call tonight than just a bunch of histories. I think everyone already understands the history and how they're being abused. And I'm not saying we have to move, but what I'm saying is I would love to hear solutions from people, not just histories, because everyone has a history. And I agree with you 100%, Dick. Do you see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. I want to give time for other people to talk. That's all. And I want to concentrate on solutions, not histories.
Well, unfortunately, the only thing I can see is we've got to back Trump every way we can.
There has to be either the media or some organization or a group of people. There has to be, out of all of the people in the United States that I am unaware of, that I would like to contact. If anybody knows anybody, please let me know.
The first thing I ask is, have you gone through the Constitution course, the civics course, and looked at some of the videos and things that we have up on the NLA?
NLA? Oh, in NLA.
Yeah,
I don't
sorry,
need to
I
take
swear.
Another course.
Have you read John's papers?
I have read the Constitution and everything many, 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 many years ago.
Are you aware that that John has, the NLA has a filed court case out there right now?
That's what I have been told.
Have you read those papers? Those are the papers I'm referring to.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I would encourage you to read those.
Where are they located?
Go to Go to grand jury and then grand jury docket. And I think it ends up being just www.nationallibertyalliance.org/docket.
Okay.
And you can read all these papers. Those have been accepted. They're filed. They are up there in that court case.
Now, did an attorney file them?
No.
Who
filed them? John filed them. And that's the other thing. Common law is different than the law, statutory law that you're talking about that you're into right now.
Well, what I
that?
Have found out is that attorneys are officers of the court. When false records are filed, because I'm sure I'm not the only one this has happened to, I'm sure of that. But when false records are filed in court, I believe these attorneys that are officers of court take their client and say the best thing to do is settle out of court. And that's what's wrong.
That is what's wrong. I agree. And I made a mistake. The Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury is what filed them.
Okay.
They're there. They were written by the NLA. They were filed by the Common Law Grand Jury.
How many years is it going to get before before a judge?
Well, that is the issue. And right now, all the law that's out there is saying we've got a case.
Yes.
And we just need somebody to enforce it. And that sounds like what the predicament that you're in.
Well, I sent, I believe his name is Gary, and
yes.
I sent him the affidavit of the same thing that you've got, everything that's an affidavit. And he said that he would contact somebody to see if he can't put those papers into a class action lawsuit to show the corruption.
Well, I can't speak for Gary. He's way above my pay grade, which is I'm a volunteer. I work for nothing. But I can say that common law is the law of the land.
I agree.
And our Constitution was written under common law. And until we demand that the Constitution be followed, they will pull every trick in the book, including dismissal of our case, to avoid having to sustain the Constitution. I feel like I'm taking up too much of the time for this discussion.
If anybody else would love to talk, I'd love to listen.
Hi, Debbie. This is Grace from South Carolina.
Hello. How are you, Grace?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to let you know that here in NLA, they're a facilitator of information, and they also help people with court cases. They have, right on the website, they have Help Me, and when you click on that, you can submit what you need help in. And also, what we're trying to do is we're trying to fight this corruption and exposing the corruptions through these documents that are being filed in every court and throughout the system, federal court of every state. And also, what they're doing is giving people the position and the opportunity to get the courts back to the common law grand jury.
Oh, and that is needed. When the two government offices filed false records in court, I said, that's it. I want to go before the grand jury. I have pursued this for I can't tell you how long, because once when I go before the grand jury, I know you're thinking, well, if the attorney general is involved, you know, where is that going to get you? Well, I'm going to request the grand jury to contact the FBI to investigate this matter and the judges that are involved.
Well, most of these people are corrupt that you're speaking of.
Yes.
And even the church is corrupt because they've been infiltrated as well by the Vatican.
Oh, absolutely.
And what we do here is get together. We need more people. We need people in every county and every state to chip in, and we also need money to file papers. I mean, there's so much work to be done. And if the people, we the people are it. And that's what we come here for, so to get together so that we can find solutions. And John has a lot of solutions. You got to go through the website. It's a wealth of knowledge.
Well, I'm at the point I'm tired of educating myself, and I'm tired of reading and talking. I want action.
Well, the documents are the action. The documents that are being filed are the action, because I also heard Trump saying that he wants to reestablish the republic. And in order to do that, we need people in every county and every state ready. And if we don't have that, and then nothing could be accomplished if the people don't take the responsibility, because with rights comes responsibility, and then there'll be nobody to take these places that we need for the common law grand jury.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take Trump to do this?
I don't know how long, but you can ask him the questions for the Monday night meetings. John would be more than happy to answer your question.
Oh, super. Okay.
Hello, man. From Texas? Yeah, is she currently in a federal court? Is that what I'm getting from the conversation?
No, I was in state court.
Oh, okay.
It ended in just a couple of months ago, and about, I would say 3 weeks ago is when I filed a complaint with the Texas Supreme Court.
Okay. Yeah, you've been in the wrong court, ma'am, the whole time. You need to be in a federal court with this situation.
I was wondering, if I moved to a different state, could I still go into federal court even if the incident started here?
I believe you need to stay in your own state for that. Somebody may know that. I'm not sure on that one.
The federal court here is bad.
Well, then, like the gentleman said earlier, this is happening to millions of people around the country, to billions over the years that it's been going on. And right now, the federal court is the only relief you could possibly get, you know. And it's have you taken the courses on the NLA site? There's 2 free courses. Now, if you're not educated, you won't be able to go through that federal court. If you're not educated enough in your Bill of Rights and the common law and the Constitution. So have you taken the courses?
I haven't taken the courses, but I am pretty educated.
Okay, but are you? How long has it been since you actually studied the Constitution? Like, you talking like back in when you were a kid? Because that was the last time I did before I really learned about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which I thought was totally different than what it really is.
Well, at the present time, I'm helping this person that is in federal court with their court case. We're both learning fast.
Okay. Well, like I said, everybody's gave you the answer there. The information's all there on the site. If you want to win, you've got to be educated enough to exercise your rights, and that's all it really boils down to.
Yeah.
So if you're confident in yourself to that point, go for the federal court. You know, that's where everybody goes. I mean, make a federal case out of it. Your local courts, they're not going to do anything. You're never going to get the FBI to investigate them or none of that. So,
well, where I live in Lubbock, Texas, it's small, but the state courthouse is right across the street from the Justice Department where the federal courts are. Everybody is in everybody's bed. I mean, it's corrupt.
Right. And do you live in the capital of your city then?
No, I don't. I live in the panhandle of Texas in a little town.
Okay. Now, your federal court's probably not right there in your city. It's probably...
Yes, it is. It's right
in the
Justice
Department.
Well, most
cities have federal courts, but there's different types of federal courts. Like, there's one here, but it's not a U.S. District federal court. Sorry. I need to emphasize that.
Well, there is a U.S. District Court here.
Yeah, there should be more than one in your state. You have a big state, so you should at least have 2.
So I can go to any federal court in the state is what you're telling me?
No, it'll be whatever area that yours is in. So if it's right there in your town, that's even greater for you because you can handle all your documents right there.
Well, it's right here in Lubbock. But the judges, I know the judges very well, and they're extremely corrupt in federal court. I would have as much chance in federal court as I did in state court.
Right. Well, the best you can do, you asked about the enforcement earlier. We are the enforcement. We are the people at the local levels where we're going to have to actually do the enforcing because we're not going to have constitutional sheriffs to do it for us. We're going to have to do it. So you're part of the solution then, you know, you're here. But like I said, go get your education and you'll be really helpful to your friend in your federal court. No, I'm serious. That's what it's all about. This is what this is all about, because if you don't know your rights, you can't defend them, you know. What kind of case was it you said? It was a family case, like a probate or family court?
No. I went into court to obtain an order from the court for an urgent disinterment. Even the judge believed the wrong body was buried in my mother's grave. And the judge told me right in the hall before she got up on her desk or whatever you call it, she says, "I am here to represent the city of Lubbock Cemetery."
Oh, Okay. So was there any money involved in this case? Like, was there something that they were able to steal in the situation?
No.
Was it Agenda 21? Is that what was going on? What's the crime or violation that they committed? Was it wrong burial or something?
No, I never knew. But if it wasn't for this dear person of putting records in my mailbox, my mother's body was illegally put into a donor program. And they were trying to cover that up.
Oh. Wow. Okay, so there was money involved because they were selling the organs, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
so there was money involved. Okay, I get it now. How long has that case been going on, you said? A couple years?
Let's see. The case was dismissed about 4 months ago. It had been going on for 15 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, once again, we have to pick our battles.
15 years.
One of them deals.
Now, I filed a complaint with the police department concerning murder because when they illegally assign her as a DNR, according to the Texas Criminal Code, if it causes the DNR causes the death and it was illegal to assign a person a DNR, that's murder.
Right.
And
were you using the rules of common law in your case at the city level there, your state level?
I was taking the statutes out of the
okay. There you go.
Cord.
Yeah. The statutes they only work for them. They don't work for you. They only work on their end. They've been decided by lawyers.
For them,
there's a loophole for them, they'll close the door on you on the statute.
The statute was working against them.
Okay, but did you win the case?
No.
The statute didn't work.
What I'm saying is the statute that is written to show that they were in the wrong, but they never abide by their own statute.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Their statutes are only to punish us, not to hold them accountable.
That's right. So
see,
if you go by a common law statute, if they don't
even...
There
are no statutes in common law. There are no statutes in common law, really.
Really? Well,
no,
if they don't
not
abide...
really. There might be a few that are okay, but for the most part, not.
If they don't abide by the common law, do you really expect them to, if they don't abide by their own statute, do you really expect them to abide by the common law?
No, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We have to talk about the solutions like you mentioned earlier. If we as a group with NLA, with as many members as we have, talked about solutions as much as we talk about cases, we'd already have it fixed. Because we don't talk about solutions as much as there are enforcement and solutions as much as we should. We get sidetracked so easily into these cases. Like I said, yours is a federal court case. I mean, if you don't take it there, it's probably, I don't know what else you would do with it.
Well, I think you can keep talking about solutions and talking about solutions. In this one organization I was in, all we did was talk about solutions until we finally gave up and dispersed.
Okay, well, I don't know any other way to solve a problem besides talking about solutions. I mean, we're all in the same judicial extortion boat that you are.
Can I interject again?
Yes.
There's a few tenets of common law, and you need to learn those. And as an education thing, it's good to take the Constitution course because it talks about Constitution from the viewpoint of common law. There's three tenets that I always hear about in common law. There must be a victim, there must be a remedy, and the victim cannot be the government. And there is where it starts. Once you understand that, then you have to somehow manage to flip the case into common law, and that's the hard part, because they'll do anything anything they can to keep you from doing that. And that's just the way it is. So we got to wrap it up here in a few minutes. So I'll yield.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up. I enjoyed talking to everybody. I hope you have a good evening, and I maybe can call in Monday.
Read those cases, those papers that I talked about.
I definitely will.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, does anybody have anything pressing and short?
Hello?
Hello, Crystal.
How you doing?
Well,
I got
good.
Some breaking news for you. I just got it from my meeting. They came and put the foreclosure on my property this morning.
You got served?
Okay. No. No, they didn't. But listen to what's going on tomorrow. I've been praying and praying and praying to Jehovah. They're having a rally at the courthouse tomorrow in Bridgeport. The media and everybody's going to be here.
Oh, that's great.
At 11:45. So everybody, because they've been stealing everything. And so we have to file a police report because of the criminal crimes that they've been committing. And there's also a paper. I got to get over there. It's called, I think I left it downstairs. It's violating an affidavit of violating our rights, and it's a felony. So we have to file the police reports. So everybody, it's going to be a turnout in the media coverage, you know, and I'm just going to be directing. But I wanted to make sure, let John Durash and them know about this, okay? Because the property, as a matter of fact, the warranty deed, everything is in my name, okay? And I was in court the past 2 weeks, 24 attorneys, that's your property. But see, nobody's on the page doing what the other ones are doing, you know what I'm saying? And that MERS scan and stuff, and this judge, he told me on the court on Monday, I told you what I went over, he only told me 10 minutes, and when I got there, it was 4 minutes and stuff, so. But, everybody is really upset, and if somebody knows of somebody that lost their property. So just tune in, because I think once it happens here, it's going to go all around.
Yeah, I think it will.
Okay.
Too. All right. Thank you, Crystal. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're over time, and so I'm going to go ahead and
make sure John gets could you please tell John and Gerard that, okay, please?
I'll try and pass along the message. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.